Hi guys! My name is Burns Ocasi, isa po akong dating anti-Catholic Protestant. Welcome to the Unboxing Catholicism Podcast. Alam niyo po ba na meron tayong crisis sa catechesis or crisis in catechesis? Maraming Pilipino ang umaalis sa simbahang Katolika dahil hindi nila lubusang nauunawaan ang mga turo ng pananampalataya. Join us every week as we journey together in unboxing the biblical truths and the beauty of Catholicism so that we can defend it clearly without being preachy. Hey, yo guys! Welcome back to Unboxing Catholicism Live! My name is Burns Ocasi. Tayo po ay magsasama-samang muli sa isa na namang edisyon ng ating Catholic Bible Study kung saan atin pong pinag-aaralan, tinutuklas o ina-unbox ang turo ng Biblia, ang katekismo at ng ating simbahan mula sa aklat ng Genesis hanggang sa aklat ng Pahayag. Tayo po ngayon ay nagninilay at nag-aaral na, nagbubulay-bulay sa mga tinuturo sa atin ng mga ebanghelyo. At ngayon pong gabi, mga ka-unboxing, ang ating pong Bible study ay i-cover ang Luke chapter 19 hanggang sa 24. Kung kayo po mga kaibigan ay unang beses pa lamang nanonood ng ating Catholic Bible Study, please make sure that you have liked and subscribed to our channel in YouTube, in Facebook, and you have followed our Spotify podcast powered by the Abundance Network of Brother Bo Sanchez and our friends from the Feast. I encourage you also to go to facebook.com and search the Abundance Network for you to unbox and discover other great Catholic shows that can inspire you, to fire you up in your Catholic faith. And guys, if you're watching from YouTube right now, wag na wag po ninyong kalilimutan na i-click yung notification bell button so that you will not miss any of our upcoming sessions or content here in Unboxing Catholicism. As I have mentioned, my name is Burns. I used to be an anti-Catholic Protestant. I'm now a Catholic speaker and the content lead of Halo in the Philippines. Isa po akong licensed financial consultant. At sinimulan po natin ang Unboxing Catholicism dahil napakarami pong Pilipino ang gustong ipagtanggol ang kanilang pananampalataya, ngunit hindi nila alam kung saan magsisimula o kung ano ang sasabihin, kung ano ang dapat gawin. Kaya naman po, atin ang niyakap ang misyon na tulungan ang bawat Pilipino saan man sa mundo na ipagtanggol ang kanilang pananampalataya sa paraang malinaw at mahinahon. To defend the faith clearly without being preachy. At paano po ba natin ipapaliwanag o dedepensa o ipagtatanggol ang ating pananampalataya kung hindi po natin alam ang kwento ng ating kaligtasan mula sa Biblia? Kaya po ang ating ginagawa ang Unboxing the Bible series. Alam nyo ba mga ka-unboxing? This is now episode 39 of our Unboxing the Bible series. If you have been following us ever since the beginning of your journey, I congratulate you for sticking around. We know that the Bible is not that easy to understand if you don't have guidance and if you don't have the grace of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I want to begin the show tonight, our Bible study tonight, with a prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, let us always remember that we never leave the presence of God, or rather, the presence of God never leaves us. And now, as one Catholic family, let's approach the throne of grace and pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, through your words, through your teachings, through your church, show us your glory. We ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that you will open our minds and open our hearts, that whatever revelation you will be giving us through this Bible study tonight, it will be guided by the Spirit of God, and it will bear fruit in the way we think, the way we live, the way we talk, the way we deal with people, that in every way, in every moment that we spend with our brethren, with our families and friends, they will say, this is a man or a woman who leads and reads the life of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the grace of this Bible study. Bless Jay and bless me and all the people who will be listening either live or replay, that we may have the fire and the zeal for holiness and passion for souls, that we may do your will, that we may follow you wherever you leave us, wherever you lead us, without leaving any stones unturned in our search for truth. And finally, Lord, we humbly beseech the intercession of our dear mother. As her children, we tell her, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mga ka-unboxing, hindi po makukumpleto ang ating Unboxing the Bible series kung wala ang aking co-host sa ating seryeng ito. Mga kaibigan, please welcome. Welcome back to Unboxing Catholicism. Jay Aruga! Hi, Jay!
Kumusta? Kumusta, Burns? Kumusta, mga unboxers? And nice to be here once again on a Sunday evening. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Kuya Jay, not just any Sunday. This is Gaudete,
Gaudete
Sunday. Ayan. Ako,
yes.
Nakakatuwa. Tayo po ay magre-rejoice. Sabi ni San Pablo sa pagnimula ng ating Misa, rejoice, no? Rejoice in the Lord always. Ikaw, Kuya Jay, what are the stuff or what are you thankful for in the past week that makes your heart sing with joy?
Oh yeah, of course, every time nakasama ko ang pamilya and dalawang beses kami na pagsimba sama-sama dahil Immaculate Conception ako noong December 8 and today nagsimba kami. So every time nakasama ang pamilya, every time na lumalabas kami, minsan yung mga little things lang, nagja-jogging kami sama-sama, I'm very joyful for that. And syempre pagkasama yung mga friends and minsan mga little things na nagkakost ng evangelization, kapag kausap mo yung mga friends mo, that's something I'm grateful for and I'm joyous about. How about you, Burns? Anong nagpasaya sa'yo?
Well, of course, my time with my mom this week, as we had a very good way to end the week. We went to feast kanina, actually, to start the week, no? We were at feast, no, Hotel in Ortigas. Sayang, di namin nakita si Kuya J-Paul, but we saw John. Hello, John. Shout out kay John Hernandez, kapatid ni J-Paul. And it's so good to be with people who are passionate in serving the Lord. You know, magkakaiba tayo ng mga levels of spirituality, levels of knowledge on the faith, but in the feast, everyone is equal in a sense that we all receive, you know, great messages, grace-filled messages from our preachers earlier. Brother Obed Cabrillo was one of the best speakers I know. Also, Kuya Mikey Bernas, hello to you guys from the feast. And I'm also very happy, Kuya Jay, because my mom and I spent time with Dr. Ichel Alignay. She is the head of pastoral care of the whole Light of Jesus community. And we just decided to have coffee and then explore how we can help more Filipinos get to know more about mental health. And nag-shoot kami ng vlog, Kuya Jay, no?
So, para sa exciting
natin. Yan. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, pati sa TikTok and IG natin. Nandyan yung mga vlog i-upload natin. And another thing that made me happy, I was able to meet a good friend, one of the volunteers of Unboxing Catholicism, na never ko pang na-meet in person. No, si,
ooh,
I think
kaya?
Nabanggit ko sa inyo, si... Ayan. Can you still hear me, Kuya?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, si Jake Bersabe, no? We met up, okay, for the first time. And then
I saw that picture.
Oh, nag-vlog kami, okay? And I'm so excited to bring you that vlog. It's about his conversion story on how he became a Protestant for 9 years. Okay, mas matagal siya naging Protestant sa akin. And how the Lord has invited him back to the Catholic faith. Napakaganda, guys. Very random. Nag-lunch lang kami, nagkape kami. Sabi ko, Jake, The Lord is blessing on me. We have to do content where you will be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, don't need to prepare. Just tell us your conversion story. And we made a 20-minute vlog out of it. I can't wait to upload that. So guys, if you are into these things, no, Catholic vlogs, gawa ng mga Pilipino, subscribe to Unboxing Catholicism.
Yeah, speaking of vlogs, Burns, wait lang. Na-excite ako dun sa isang rinilis mo last week . Yung pagdating ng Ascension Press CCC mo. Kinilig ako dun sa vlog na yun actually. Dahil nakita ko hawak-hawak mo na yung Ascension Press Catechism of the Catholic Church. How's the feeling .
Pakita ko sa inyo. Hindi ko pa rin binubuksan. Yung Catechism of the Catholic Church. Bakit hindi ko pa siya binubuksan? Because I wanna walk you through the whole unboxing experience. I'm thinking if I should have the same set of friends, sila Nina and Rodney, that I was with when I did that video, yung nakita nyo sa TikTok or sa IG Reels. Or, I don't know kung may time sila to meet up with me so that we can unbox this together. Or baka I'll do an unboxing video on my own, no, with the top view. Ginawa ko siya when I was unboxing the Halo MacBook laptop that I was issued with, no. And I'm excited for all of these vlogs. Na-discover ko, guys, na mahilig pala talaga ako gumawa ng content. So, talagang in-embrace na natin yung pagiging CCC natin, no? Hindi praise yung catechism. Okay, hindi po ako walking catechism. Katulad po ni Kuya Jay, CCC means Catholic Content Creator. Oh. CCC. And speaking of this, I'm excited kasi next year, sisimulan na yung Catechism in a Year podcast ni Father Mike Smith. And we will also carry that in the Halo app. So, huwag niyo pong palalagpasin, mga ka-unboxing. Libre po ito. I-download po ninyo ang Halo. And speaking of which, no, mabilisang promotion lang. We are still doing the hashtag Pray25 Challenge with the choice, with the voices of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Matthew, and John the Baptist from the Chosen series. Na-experience mo na ba yung meditation na to, Kuya?
Hindi pa. Pero, kasi na-miss ko yung first day. And medyo, ano ako, medyo OC ako pag hindi ko nagawa ng first day, but I'll go back to it lalo na pag malapit na ang ano ang Pasko. So I'll go back to it, and I'm really excited dahil fan ako ng The Chosen, and sometime maybe next week malalabas na sa Chosen app yung season 3 nila. Pero yun, once na linabas yung season 3, tingin ko sisimulan ko na yun, ano, yung Advent na ano na The Chosen series.
Yes, it's just there, Kuya Jay. Even though the challenge is already done, you can listen to the previous challenge, and let me tell you guys, more than 200,000 people right now are praying using that Halo Apps challenge. So I hope you can join us in this hashtag Pray25 Advent challenge every day po hanggang sa bisperas ng Kapaskuhan. Mayroon po tayong mapapakinggang pagninilay. In fact, just an insider news for our unboxers, no? I did a Simbang Gabi challenge. I wrote the script for it. Yun lang, we decided next year na lang namin ilo-launch, no? So, maka-unboxing, next week na po magsisimula ang Simbang Gabi. Papalapit po ng papalapit ang araw ng Kapaskuhan. Tayo po ngayon ay inaanyayahan ng ating Panginoon na palalimin yung ating diwa ng paghihintay sa pamamagitan ng paglalim ng ating pagkaunawa sa ating pananampalataya. So Kuya Jay, this is a good segue for us to get started with our Bible study for tonight, which will cover Luke 19 to 24. But before that, what did we do last week?
Okay, so i-recap pa lang yung dalawang theme natin na gusto kong balikan sa ano, sa lalo na sa messianic lesson na ito, yung kingship and the lamb. Kasi kung maalala nyo, since nung early world period pa, rineject ni Adam and Eve ang Diyos bilang hari ng buhay nila, and right away sinabi ni God sa Proto-Evangelium, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent while the serpent will bruise his heel. So sinundan natin ang seed of the woman sa buong study na to. May plano ang Diyos at ito ay maibalik ang kanyang reign sa buhay natin. So somehow natupad sa Israel kay David as a type of king yung isang plano. So type pa lang si David. So isa ito sa mga typologies na sinusundan natin. And makikita natin mamaya ang King of Kings as he enters Jerusalem. Ang pangalawang theme na sinusundan natin is yung lamb. And mula pa nung sinacrifice ni Abraham si Isaac, sinabi niya na God will provide a lamb. And in this journey, matagal na tayong naghihintay ng lamb. Ito ba yung Passover lamb na rinequire ni Moses na isacrifice nila? Again, this is another form of type, because later, nung ano, pinag-usapan natin in the past episodes, si John the Baptist, sinabi niya sa John chapter 1, "Behold the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world." So as we head to the last session natin sa Messianic Fulfillment, ito ang dalawang typologies na matutupad. Ang Davidic Covenant, the kingship of Jesus, and the promise of the Lamb. So join us. So ito yun, hopefully matapos natin tonight yung Messianic Fulfillment.
Right. I really hope we can cover all the grounds that we want to cover, at least for the New Testament, so that we can also give our unboxers the history of the early church to the book of Acts. And that's so exciting as well.
Yes.
No? Again, if you are new to the series, I realize, Kuya Jay, maraming mga Catholic communities na ngayon palang nati-discover yung Unboxing the Bible series. Nag-i-start pa lang sila. And we want to give you a very easy way to access the very beginning of our Bible study if this is your first time joining us. Go to unboxingcatholicism.com/Bible series para po mapanood ninyo yung buong playlist. No? 39th episode po ito. So if you want to start with episode 1 and binge watch, you can do so. And if you want to listen habang tumatakbo kayo, naglalakad kayo, or naglalaba, naliligo, kung ano man po ginagawa ninyo, there is also a Spotify version of Unboxing Catholicism. Please just, you know, go to Spotify and look for Unboxing Catholicism. And of course, the J. Aruga Show. Okay, sige, balik tayo ngayon, Kuya J, sa ating kwento. At dito sa ating kwento, papalapit na tayo ng papalapit, no, sa coming into full circle ng buhay ng ating Panginoon, katulad na papalapit tayo ngayon sa araw ng Kapaskuhan.
Pero this time,
hindi po Kapaskuhan ang ating pag-uusapan, as in December 25, Christmas. Ang pag-uusapan po natin ay Paskwa o ang Paschal Mystery na nagsimula sa...
Ang galing. Galing ng segue mo, Burns.
Masabi na tayo mag-segue.
Oh, galing. So of course, sa Luke 19, magsisimula tayo sa triumphant entry ni Jesus sa Jerusalem. And Burns, help me here. Basahin mo Matthew. Actually, nasa Matthew 20... Ay, hindi ko sure kung nasa Matthew 21 muna. Ito yung parallel na verse. Matthew 21 verses 28-38. So ito yung parallel verses nung nasa Luke 19 na triumphant entry ni Jesus sa Jerusalem. So please read it for us. Basa, Burns. Okay.
Tama ba ito, Kuya Jay? Matthew 21.
21:28-38. And when he said, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. So yun yung English version.
Oh, okay. Parang iba
baka mali yung ano. Bali mali yung nasa... anyway.
Natin. Sige, Kuya, if you could...
Sige, ako na ako nung...
21:28, dito ay iba. Hindi alinhaga tungkol sa dalawang anak.
Ay, sorry. Mali yata yung binigay ko. Sorry, guys. ako lang magbabasa. Sige. But this is the entering na ano, ni Jesus sa Jerusalem. Sorry, guys.
No problem.
Baka Luke 19 pala yung tinutukoy ko.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, Burns. Luke 19 pala. Luke 19, 28-38. Sige, ikaw na magbasa.
Alright, mga ka-unboxing, ilabas nyo na po ang inyong magandang balita, Biblia. Kung kayo po ay sumusunod sa programa, gamit po ang Tagalog Bible. Kung kayo naman po ay may English Bible, we recommend the NRSVCE or the New Revised Standard Version, of course, the Catholic Edition. So, Kuya, ulitin natin, Luke 19,
28-38. Oh. Luke 19 na pala yung inaaral natin. So, my bad.
Pagkasabi nito, nauna si Jesus papuntang Jerusalem. Nang malapit na siya sa Betfage at Betania, sa bundok ng mga olibo, isinugo niya ang dalawa niyang mga alagad. Sinabi niya sa kanila, pumunta kayo sa susunod na nayon. Sa pagpasok dooy, matatagpuan ninyo ang isang batang asno na nakatali. Hindi pa iyon nasasakyan ninuman, kalagan ninyo at dalhin dito. Kapag may nagtanong kung bakit ninyo iyon kinalagan, sabihin ninyong kailangan iyon ng Panginoon. Lumakad nga ang mga inutusan at natagpuan nila ang asno ayon sa sinabi ni Jesus. Okay. Hanggang 30 ko lang po yan, no? Very beautiful. Napakamalaman na po yan, mga ka-unboxing.
Yes, kaya ko nabanggit yung Matthew 21 kasi ito yung parallel chapter sa Matthew. And mali lang yung verse na sabi ko sa Matthew.
Right.
And may mga echoes dito. Yung pagsakay ni Jesus sa asno, halimbawa sa First Kings. Chapter 1, kung saan sumakay din si Solomon sa isang mule. And sa 2 Kings chapter 9, kung saan merong mga nag-spread ng garments nung dumating ang ano ang hari. So mahalaga ding malaman nating Passover period ito nung pumasok si Jesus sa Jerusalem. Right. Kaya Paskwa yung meaning ng Passover sa Tagalog, kaya may kinalaman din sa Pasko. They quoted Psalm 118, yung Hallel Psalms. Blessed is he who comes in the name, of the Lord. Oo. So, saan ba natin nadidinig ang linyang ito? Di ba? Passover, King, Sacrifice, oh, sounds familiar, di ba? Parang, so, a few verses sa Luke 19, si Jesus, he wept over Jerusalem. And prior to this, may point kung saan nag-lament si Jesus sa Jerusalem. Prior to this, nung Luke 13 pa, nag-lament si Jesus. So, the interesting thing about Jesus weeping over Jerusalem is there's, yun nga, may parallel verse sa Matthew. And ito burns sa Matthew 23 to. Sure na ako dito. 23, 37 to 39. So, can you please read it for us?
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, pinapatay mo ang mga propeta at binabato ang mga isinugo sa iyo. Ilang ulit kong sinikap na kukupin ang iyong mga anak kung paano tinitipon ng isang inahin ang kanyang mga sisiw sa ilalim ng kanyang mga pakpak. Ngunit ayaw ninyo. Kaya't ang inyong templo ay iiwan na lubusang pinabayaan. Sinasabi ko sa inyo, hindi na ninyo ako makikita hanggang dumating ang oras na sasabihin ninyo, pinagpala ang dumarating sa pangalan ng Panginoon.
Oh, beautiful. Ayun, no? Interesting yung sinabi niya dun sa verse na yon, di ba? Your house is forsaken and desolate. Yung templo, di ba, na nabanggit niya. And sabi nila, dahil daw wala na dito ang Ark of the Covenant. Kasi kung matatandaan nyo, sa exile period, dinala sa Babylon ang lahat ng mga nasa Jerusalem, pati yung mga nasa templo. And ayon kay Isaiah, tinago sa isang cave yung Ark. And walang evidence na kasama ito sa yellow period nung pagbalik nila from exile. And may isa pang interesting line si Jesus dito. Sa English, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And alam
and
natin,
oh my God.
Yeah, alam natin nung dumating si Jesus nung 2000 years ago, alam natin na dadating siyang muli sa wakas ng panahon. Pero alam din natin na sinabi niya na I will never leave you, di ba? At paano na paparito ang Panginoon sa atin? Paano nagka-come true yung blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? Bilang Katoliko, alam natin we see him after nating kantahin yung blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So, and may magandang typology dito, Burns. Dahil alam natin na after pumasok si Jesus sa Jerusalem, sa Matthew 21, after niyang isigaw yung ano yung after nilang isigaw yung blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Jesus cleansed the temple, di ba? Parang lininis niya yung templo, di ba? So may magandang typology dito. Yun yung next na nangyari noon. So again, sa natin nadidinig yung words na holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So, sabi natin nadidinig yun, di ba? Sa Mass, di ba? And after sabihin natin yung words na yun sa Mass, ano ginagawa ng pare, di ba? We kneel, consecrate yung ano, yung bread and wine. And then, eventually, tinatanggap natin ang body and blood of Christ. And ano yung ginawa ni Jesus sa temple? Di ba, lininis niya? So, may typology within us sa Mass yun eh. He cleanses our temple with the Holy Eucharist once we receive His real presence. So, I leave that for you guys to ponder muna. So,
grabe kuya, okay. I just want to say this. I'm so excited for our unboxers who might be seeing this for the first time. But the whole episode of Jesus coming to the Temple of Jerusalem, and I might be going ahead of our episode tonight, Kuya Jay, and then that moment when the Eucharist is being offered in the Last Supper, all of these things, mga unboxing, you participate in it. Ginagawa niyo yan every Sunday, yung pagpasok ni Jesus. Yan ay sinisimbolo ng pagpasok ng pare doon sa prosesyon, papasok sa simbahan. No? yung mga pagbasa, no, lahat yan, lahat po ng ating ginagawa sa misa ay matatagpuan natin sa Biblia. Kaya nga po sinasabi ng ating mga teologo, ang pinakamainam na paraan upang maunawaan ang ating banal na kasulatan ay tayo ay mag-participate o makilahok sa liturhiya, especially sa banal na misa. So, okay, I don't wanna get ahead of ourselves, but another thing that I wanna tell you is napakagandang pag-aralan, hindi lang pagnilayan, pwede yun ang pag-aralan, kung paano iba yung pagkakakwento ni San Lucas sa pagsakay ni Jesus sa asno, no, compared to the other gospel writers. Because there, in the book of Luke, makikita nyo mga ka-unboxing, he was brought by the apostles, isinakay siya ng mga alagad sa asno. No, doon sa iba, parang walang detalye na isinakay siya, no, that they sat him on the asno. Isa po itong pagpapakita na doon sa pangyayaring iyon, ipinahahayag sa lahat ng mga nakasasaksi na siya na nga ang the one. Siya na ang inihintay na hari na magsasalba sa lipi ni David sa Israel. Di ba parang, ako lang Kuya Jay, no? I really love contemplating on this scene as St. Jose Maria Escriva will teach us or have taught us. Meditate on each gospel scene as if naroroon ka. Oh, and yeah, that's what I want you to do tonight as we continue our story.
Oh, all right. So, nandito na tayo ngayon sa Luke 22. And so verses 7 to 13 is the Passover preparations. And ito yung central redemptive event in the Old Testament, yung Passover, di ba? Napalaya ang Israel from bondage at nagkaroon sila ng covenant sa Diyos. Ngayon na may mangyayaring bagong tipan, bagong covenant. So tumungo sila sa upper room. From there, Jesus institutes the Eucharist. And may mga interesting parallels dito sa pag-institute ng Eucharist. Halimbawa, nung dinala ni Haring David ang Ark of the Covenant sa Jerusalem nung 2 Samuel 6, he offered bread and wine. Ang, yes, ang bagong David, nag-offer din ng bread and wine, si Jesus yun, di ba? In 1 Chronicles, tinabihan ni David ang mga Levites to praise God and give Him thanks perpetually. Kaya mahalaga ang praise and thanksgiving sa kanila nung panahon na yon. Ito yung interesting sa first century. Ang mga rabbi doon, tinuturo nila na pagdating ng Messiah, lahat ng sacrifices ay mawawala. Yung guilt offering, bread offering, etc. Except for one, yung toda offering. Ito yung thank offering. And how do we give thanks? Eucharistia or thanksgiving. So, He took the bread, gave thanks, He broke it, gave it to His disciples. Tapos, He took the chalice, gave Him thanks, the toda, ito yung thank offering. And we know the words kasi si Father Franz, I'm sure, he said it 1,000 times, yung words sa Mass, di ba? We all know the words. And yeah, there's a phrase here na diniscuss niya ni Scott Hahn in Lent sa the Fourth Cup. And maybe we can spend an entire episode on this someday, nung sinabi ni Jesus na I shall not drink the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Pero, yun nga, ano ginawa ni Jesus dito? Jesus is fulfilling the old covenant and establishing what we studied nung pinag-aralan si Jeremiah. He calls this the new covenant. So, ito yung Last Supper, Passover, and guys, I'd like to ponder on this muna before we go ahead with the whole passion.
Right, right. And when you say ponder, I want to invite our unboxers to really take a good hard look at ourselves. And always, you know, and try to reflect on how we have seen the Eucharist in our lives. Ano ba ang tingin natin sa komunyon? Ito po ba isa lamang tradisyon? Ito po ba ginagawa lamang para makumpleto ang misa? Sabi kasi nung narinig ko noon, hindi kumpleto ang misa pag hindi ka nabusog. Ha? Paano hindi nabusog? Hindi ka kumain ng ostya. Hindi naman nakakabusog ang ostya physically, no? Pero sana ang ibig niya sabihin ay busog spiritually. No? So ano ba ang kahulugan ng ostya para sa atin bilang mga Katoliko? Nakakalungkot sa Amerika, napaka nagkaroon ng isang pag-aaral, Kuya Jay, na bumaba ang paniniwala ng mga tao sa tunay na presensya ng ating Panginoon sa banal na Eucharistia. On the other hand, meron pong lumabas na pag-aaral o survey, or survey, survey kasi sa Tagalog, eh, no? isang survey sa Pilipino dito sa ating bansa na nagsasabing higit sa nakararaming mga Pilipino raw ang naniniwala sa tunay na presensya ng ating Panginoon sa banal na Eucharistia. Hindi ko naman po sinasabing hindi totoo ang survey na ito, pero kapag ako po ay nagsisimba sa iba't ibang parte ng ating bansa, napapaisip ako, bakit kaya yung iba, no? Bago pa man umabot sa Eucharistic prayer, umaalis na sa simbahan, no? Akala, kasi gawain namin to dati ng nanay ko, Kuya Jay, eh. Pagkatapos ng homily, aalis na kami ng simbahan. Akala namin yung homily, yung pinakamahalagang parte ng misa. Okay? Another thing, pagkatapos naman ng misa, nagkakagulo yung mga tao kasi parang kulang yung misa, Kuya Jay, pagka hindi sila na-bless ni Father. So, di ba? Parang ano po ba ang atin, mga ka-unboxers, no? Mga ka-unboxing na Katolikong Pilipino. Pagnilayan po natin, nasaan ang Eucharistia sa ating buhay? Minsan po, meron tayong mga kakilala na kapag, o baka tayo ito, araw ng Linggo, alam nating obligasyon natin bilang mga Katoliko na magsimba, pero kadalasan, nahuhuli ang pagsisimba sa ating pagpaplano. Para bang yung pagsisimba ay binagbibigyan na lang ng tira-tirang panahon sa ating pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay? Siguro magandang isipin natin, mga ka-unboxing, ano ba itong komunyon na to? Ano ba itong Eucharistiyang ito? Ano ba ang aking tinatanggap? At bakit ang mga banal at mga santo ay handang maglaan o naglaan ng kanilang buhay para sa tinapay na ito? I don't know, Kuya Jay, how do you, you know, how will you encourage our unboxers to have a deeper devotion to the Blessed Sacrament? I know we don't have a lot of time, but you might have some quick tips.
For me, I think sa kids muna, ipakita natin by example how we honor the Eucharist. And at one point, yung anak ko, pinagsabihan ko when he passes sa gitna. Kasi minsan nagsi-CR yung anak ko sa let's say sa homily. And minsan dumadaan siya sa gitna. And hindi siya nagbabawo or nag-genuflect. And pinagsabihan ko siya at one point, parang sa susunod, kapag magpapasok ka sa gitna, kahit na nasa malayo ka, magbaw ka and mag-genuflect ka sa tabernacle because we want to show respect sa kay Christ because His real presence is there in the tabernacle. So, I think as a parent, pwede nating ipass yung knowledge sa mga anak natin and kailangan ipakita natin sa kanila yung kahalagahan ng Eucharistia, ng body and blood of Christ. So, that's one way para sa akin. So, I think pwede natin, total, bilang Pinoy, mahilig tayo sa networking. Eh. That's one networking we can do to pass the knowledge sa mga anak natin.
So, tama. And, to pass the knowledge to our friends. Halimbawa, tayo po ay malapit lang tayo sa isang simbahan or chapel na may Blessed Sacrament or kahit anong chapel or kahit walang Blessed Sacrament. Let's try to do spiritual communions. Yung spiritual communion po, mga ka-unboxing, paalala lang po, no, ngayon po na nakakabalik na tayo sa simbahan, kailangan po natin gawin ang lahat ng ating makakaya upang makapagsimba at physical at tanggapin si Kristo. Pero, sa araw-araw natin, let's say, pagkatapos nyo po mag-lunch, bago kayo bumalik sa inyong pagtatrabaho, isa pong practice na itinuro ni Saint Jose Maria Escriba sa mga Kristiyano ay bumisita sa Adoration Chapel kung mayroon. At kung wala, do the spiritual communion. Napakadali lang po ng spiritual communion. You just tell Jesus, My Lord, I wish to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most Holy Mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Or you can make your own prayer, di ba, Kuya Jay, no? Bakit namin ini-encourage kayo na gumawa ng spiritual communion several times in a day in your own words, in your own schedule? Because that carries with it graces, you know, actual graces that can lead you, hindi mo man makita ngayon, okay, eventually makikita mo, magkakaroon ka na higit na pag-unawa, higit na appreciation, at higit na pagnanais na matanggap si Kristo, hindi lamang sa parang spiritual, bagkus sa sacramental.
Tama, tama. And minsan may mga habits tayo mga Pinoy, di ba? Hindi natin alam na nagkukrus tayo kapag dumadaan tayo sa isang simbahan. Hindi dahil sa simbahan ito, dahil nandun yung real presence.
Exactly.
So maganda maituro natin sa mga anak natin or sa mga kaibigan din na kaya natin ginagawa ito is because hindi dahil sa simpleng simbahan ito, dahil may tabernacle doon and nandun yung real presence ni Christ.
So, amen.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayu.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Dino naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Marami pa tayong gustong sabihin tungkol sa Eucharist, but we have to go to other topics that we need to cover tonight. So let's move on, Kuya Jay.
Oo. And yun nga, pagkatapos sinabi ni Jesus yung mga words ng ano, ng consecration, sinabi niya that there's one who will betray him. At nagtungo sila sa Garden of Gethsemane. And may ano nga, may nabanggit mo kanina yung umaalis kagad after ng ano, ng homily, and may iba umaalis kagad after nung sumubo ng Eucharist. So
diretso na sa labas.
Diretso na sa labas, and may joke doon eh, kasi si Judas, he left mass early. So gusto ba nating maging kagaya ni Judas? So
God knows who does not wait for the mass. Judas not wait.
Ayun. So anyway, tumungo sila sa Garden of Gethsemane. Ano yung meaning ng Gethsemane? It means oil press. And at this point, the press sure is on. So si Jesus, he prayed, and the hour has come. Yung hour. Ito yung tinutukoy ni Jesus na hour nung sa John, di ba? Nung tinanong siya ng mother niya. Sabi ni Jesus, my hour has not come yet. Pero this time, the hour has come. So, nagturo siya for 3 years. He set up his church. He gave the authority to Peter. And now, his hour has come in a garden. And kung maalala niyo sa early world, the fall of man nangyari sa isang garden. So, yun nga, I said, Gethsemane means oil press. True enough, the pressure is on kay Jesus. He's going to face the sins of the world and to do the ultimate sacrifice. So imagine niyo kung gaano kabigat ang gagawin ni Kristo at this point. So kasalanan ko, kasalanan mo, kasalanan ng bawat unboxers. Anong susunod na nangyari? As predicted, he was betrayed by Judas. So, yun nga, pagkatapos dinala siya sa authorities after that, di ba? After being betrayed by Judas. Maganda yung pagkakadepict sa Passion of Christ ng movement ni Jesus during this time. Eh. Dinala siya kay Caiaphas, then kay Pilate. Tapos si Pilate na-realize niyang nandun si King Herod sa town. Dinala siya kay Herod. Pagkatapos niyang binalik kay Pilate. So after this, sinabi ni Pilate na he doesn't find Jesus guilty of any of their... any of their charges. So, ano nangyari dito? Bakit pabalik-balik si Jesus sa ano? Parang ini-inspect siya, di ba? Parang, what's happening here? Parang ito yung ginagawa sa isang Passover lamb. Hinahanapan ng blemish. So, another typology ito. Si Jesus, in the end, after ng ilang kilatis, nakita nila, walang blemish. He's not guilty of any of the charges. Pero ano sabi ng mga tao? Sabi na, away with this man and release to us Barabbas. So ano nangyari dito? May custom every year sa Passover kung saan ang Roman government, they release someone. Kasi tungkol saan ba yung Passover? It's releasing from bondage. And may isang guy dito na ang pangalan ay Barabbas. Isa siyang murderer, insurrectionist, a man full of violence. At this point, sinabi ng mga tao, release Barabbas. Kay Jesus ang sinisigaw nila. Alam natin to, ito yung sinasadula natin tuwing Palm Sunday, di ba? Sinisigaw, parang ipako sa krus. And then alam natin yung susunod nangyari, naghugas kamay si Pilato. Jesus was sentenced to death at pinakawalan si Barabbas. And si Jeff Cavins, he brought up a very powerful point here. Nung tinigdan daw niya sa original language ang gospel na ito, nung nalaman niya ang ibig sabihin ng pangalan ng Barabbas, dito may isang lalaki na sobrang sama, makasalanan, guilty of going to hell, at sa kabilang banda, may isang tao na walang blemish, Lamb of God, si Jesus Christ. So it hit Jeff nung na-realize niya na Bar means son, Abba means father, Barabbas means son of the father. So sa isang banda, ang isang anak ng ama, son of the father, guilty on the way to hell. And sa kabilang banda naman, may isa pang anak ang ama, pure at malinis, unblemished. Then sabi ng mga tao, release Barabbas and crucify Jesus. So guys, unboxers, you see what's happening here? Unboxers, we are Barabbas. We are the one who is guilty. And si Jesus is the one who paid for our sins. So, what itong mga sufferings ni Jesus, the one that He endures for us, yun nga, He took the crown of thorns, kung babalik tayo sa Genesis chapter 3, may curse dun kay Adam about thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you. Again, Jesus bore that curse for us. So, alam natin the Lord carried the cross. Dito pa lang, tandaan natin yung sinabi ni Jesus from last week's lesson, pick up your cross and follow me. So, again, all these things Jesus did for us. The question is, susundin ba natin si Kristo? So, guys, I'll leave this for you to think about. Jesus paid for our sins. We're Barabbas. We should be the ones who are punished, but instead, all the sins of the world, si Christ ang nagdala nito for us.
Wow. It's something that we really have to keep in mind, especially now that we are in the Advent. It's like a mini recollection, Kuya Jay, what you just told all of us. And indeed, all of us are guilty, you know, of crucifying our Lord. I remember feeling that guilt for the first time when I became a Protestant. And, you know, the crucifixion was depicted, was shown on screen. And then the pastor went like, did you know that you did this to him? I was like, ha? Ano ginawa ko kay Lord? And then, as you just explained it, you know, I realized that, yeah, all of us had, we shouldn't blame anyone, really. We should blame those times that we chose to deviate from the will of God, that we did not run away from temptations and we chose the easy way, the convenient way, just not necessarily the moral way or the Christian way. And that is somehow a challenge for all of us. Can we hear the nails being drilled down the hands of our Lord whenever we are faced with two choices, one that is of God and one that is of man? And what do we do with that image of the Lord crucified? Do we allow that image of our crucified Lord to haunt us in a way, you know, to remind us of that particular choice that the Lord has made? You know, when I was doing the Simbang Gabi challenge, one of the sessions there, I put there, why are we even doing the Simbang Gabi challenge? Bakit ba natin ginagawa itong tradisyon at debosyong ito? Alalahanin natin si Kristo nung siya ay nakabayubay sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Napagdaanan niya ang lahat ng hirap at lahat ng pagsasakripisyo dahil mayroong malinaw na dahilan sa kanyang puso, at yan ay ikaw at ako. Nais niyang maligtas ang bawat isa sa atin. Everything has to revolve on the cross of Christ.
Yeah.
And now, I think the best way, I think we're like giving our takeaways anyway. The takeaway from this episode of Unboxing Catholicism is, you know, what am I doing to console our Lord on the cross? You know, what am I doing to really live out the fruit of that salvation that He has won for us? And what is, how is the cross at the center of my life? I mean, I'm just really reflecting on what you said, Kuya Jay, as if I'm doing my own meditation here. Because a lot of people don't like the cross. They don't like suffering. They don't like seeing, you know, blood. People, or even, there are even some Catholics who don't want to have on their parishes displayed a Christ that has wounds, a Christ that has blood, a Christ that has nails. But that is unavoidable because that is the essence of our faith. The God who created the heavens and the earth, rich in everything, He doesn't need anything, and yet He assumed the form of a finite human being, and He allowed Himself with a conscious choice. Hindi ito dahil pinilit siya ng Diyos Ama, sadista ang Diyos Ama. Hindi po, dahil pinili ng Panginoon bilang isang Diyos at bilang isang tao sa puntong iyon na magbayad sala para sa ating lahat. So, magandang pagnilayan. Ngayon, I wanna reconnect this. It's as if we are talking about Lent, Kuya Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are talking about Christmas. No, Christmas is upcoming. No, the birth of our Lord is upcoming. Why are we talking about the Passion? Why are we talking about, you know, suffering? Because, dear unboxers, if we remove suffering, the birth of Christ is pointless. I forgot who mentioned that. Jesus became man so that He could die and He can make us like God. No, I forgot. That's not the verbatim quote. So, while we are about to celebrate Christmas with all the noise, with all the music, with all the shopping left and right, let us remember that Jesus was not born just for mere celebration. Jesus was born for passion in our salvation. So, what do you think, Kuya Jay?
Maganda yun, yung sinabi mo, Burns, especially dun sa cross, kasi ito yung isa sa big difference ng Protestants sa ating mga Catholics. Kasi yung mga Protestants, they have crosses din naman sometimes, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero wala si Christ dun eh. Yun yung difference. And the cross without Christ is just a cross, an instrument of death. But if you put Christ there, it now becomes salvation, redemption for all mankind. Kaya mahalaga na doon si Kristo sa cross. And maganda yung sinabi mo rin Burns about Christmas. Kasi minsan pinag-iisipan ko and natanong ko to sa mga friends, kung si Jesus nung bata, nung sanggol, doon siya na napatay, let's say yung kay Herod, 'di ba, pinapatay niya yung mga bata noon. So, masasave ba tayo? Kasi parang sacrifice din naman si God. Pero bata nga lang siya nung time na yon. Pero God pa rin naman siya. So, will we be saved? Hindi natin alam ang sagot. Pero, kung napatay answer. Siya nung... Oh, sige.
But later na.
when I was pondering on that question, parang na-sacrifice din si God. Pero hindi matutupad yung mga Passover prophecies, yung mga typologies, hindi matatayo ang simbahan, hindi ma-institute ang Eucharist at ang iba't ibang mga sacraments. So I think hindi inalaw ni God yung paraan na yon, at ito yung paraan na inalaw niya. So yeah, that's what I think about. And what are your thoughts on that, Burns?
Well, my thought is more tied to the Passover. You know, in Exodus 24, sabi ng Panginoon kay Moises, let the Passover be a perpetual celebration that recalls your salvation. At alam naman natin ang ginagawa sa pagdiriwang ng Pasko, no? Passover, di ba? Or Passover, ang ginagawa dyan, kinakatay yung lamb, okay? And then, they had to find this unblemished lamb. Kinakatay nila at kinakain, no? So for me, Kuya Jay, sabi sa ating ni Scott Hahn at ang mga theologian, the Last Supper is always linked to the crucifixion. That remove one of them, Passover is not complete. So sa madaling salita, mga kaibigan, no, sabi nga ni Father Franz dito, sa madaling sabi, kung si Cristo ay namatay nang hindi niya inialay ang tinapay at ang alak sa banal na Eukaristiya, katulad ng ginagawa ng mga Hudyo sa kanilang Passover or Pasqua, hindi po kumpleto ang kaligtasan ng tao. Kung siya naman ay nag-alay ng kanyang sarili bilang inumin, bilang tinapay, ngunit hindi siya namatay sa krus ng Kalbaryo bilang Diyos at tao, kulang pa rin. Kaya mahalaga po, mga kaibigan, sa ating pananampalataya ang dalawang aspetong ito, ang pagsasakripisyo at pagpapasalamat. Okay?
Tama.
Ngayong panahon ng Kapaskuhan, mga ka-unboxing, pinapaanyayahan po tayo ng ating simbahan at ng ating pananampalataya. Oo, pasalamatan natin ang Panginoon sa lahat ng biyayang ating tinanggap sa nakaraang nagdaan na taon. Pagdiwang at i-celebrate natin ang Pasko na tuwang-tuwa, ngunit huwag nating kalimutan na ang pagsasakripisyo ay parte ng ating buhay. Magpasalamat din tayo sa ating Panginoon sapagkat sa ating pagsasakripisyo, kinukumpleto rin natin ang kaligtasan na ipinagkaloob niya sa atin. Tayo ay nakikilahok sa kanyang paghihirap sa krus ng Kalbaryo. At ang pinakamagandang mensahe ng ating pananampalataya, Kuya Jay, kung tayo ay makikisa sa ating Panginoon sa kanyang paghihirap, pagkamatay at pagsasakripisyo, tayo rin ay makikisa sa kanyang muling pagkabuhay na siya susunod. Pag-usapan.
Oh, oh. Yes, of course. Oh, alam natin yung kwento. Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried. And syempre, mamaya, he'll resurrect. Pero may gusto lang akong mga konting points na i-bring up dito. Si Joseph of Arimathea, at that point, siya yung may custody sa body ni Jesus. He puts him in the tomb. And may magandang typology dito. Maganda yung language na ginamit dito. Sa Luke 23 verses 52 to 53. So ako nang gubabasa. So sabi dito, this man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever yet been laid. So this parallels Luke 2, kung saan binalot ni Mary ang kapapanganak na Jesus at binaba sa manger. So speaking of Christmas, ito yung time na ano, na nung first Christmas. Ang manger, isipin natin kapag nakita tayo ng ano, nakakita tayo ng Belen, parang gawa sa kahoy. Right. Pero may mga mangers na nung panahon na yon gawa sa bato. So imagine niyo kinakain ng mga baboy, ng mga ano, sa koral, doon binaba si Jesus sa bato. So these are parang bookends ito na binalot ang katawan ni Kristo sa tela at linapag sa bato. Then alam natin ang nangyari. 3 days later, the empty tomb, he rose from the dead, defeating death and hell. All said to the Corinthians that if Christ didn't die and rose from the dead, our faith is in vain. Kaya mahalaga ang resurrection more than his death on the cross. Then, nakakatuwa na in Luke 24, may dalawang tao walking to Emmaus. So, alam ng mga unboxers. Emmaus. So, they're down kasi parang down sila nung time na yon. Nagpakita sa kanila si Jesus pero hindi pa nila nakilala. So, in verse 27, sinasabi doon na kung paano in-explain ni Jesus sa kanila ang lahat from Moses and all of the prophets, how it all points to him, kay Jesus. So parang in-unbox ni Jesus sa kanya ang sa kanila ang buong salvation history.
Talaga yung legit at unang OG na unboxer, guys.
In-unbox sila. So their eyes were opened nung nag-break na ng bread si Jesus. And yun nga, I love how this is one of the first mass celebrated. Naglakbay sila si Jesus, nagkwento, parang liturgy of the word. Then nag-break siya ng bread, liturgy of the Eucharist. So, then their eyes were opened. A similar language na ginamit sa fall of man, their eyes were opened daw after eating the forbidden fruit. Ngayon, our eyes open when we eat the Eucharist. So, Jesus appeared after that to the disciples. Then he ascended to heaven. He has given us the Great Commission. So, the word Mass came from the word Commission. So, dun galing yung salitang Mass. So, in Matthew, ito yung ending. He said, go to the world and make disciples. He also said that, I will be with you always. So, that ends ang usapan natin on Messianic fulfillment. In the next episodes, in the next Sundays, pag-usapan naman natin ang Acts, kung paano gagawin ng mga apostles ang Great Commission. We are now going into the white period of our study. Matutupad ang third promise ni Abraham. Yes, ni Abraham. So ito na yung worldwide blessing. Dito na magsisimula yung worldwide blessing. All right. Ang haba na ng Messianic fulfillment study natin, but
and this is not yet exhaustive, yeah. Kuya Jay.
Hindi pa.
Surface. Guys, how we wish we could develop more in-depth studies and unboxing Catholicism, and we are so excited to do that with you. So please pray for our team as we discern together how we are gonna pull it off. Next year is gonna be a very, very interesting year for us dahil dyan po natin pinagninilayan kung ano ang susunod na tema na unboxing Catholicism. Tumalima tayo sa pag-udyok ng Espiritu Santo na i-unbox ang buong Biblia ngayon taong 2022. Sa 2023, abangan nyo po ang aming anunsyo kung paano po magiging direksyon. Pero itutuloy po natin ang Unboxing the Bible series hanggang sa matapos natin ito sa Book of Revelation. Kung ito man po ay puputuli namin to give way for another series, pasasabihan po namin kayo. Let us know how the past 38 episodes have helped you in knowing more about scriptures. We would love to know from you. You can message us on Facebook and you can email me at burns@unboxingcatholicism.com. We have a lot of things to think about tonight and we don't want to add more to that. Ang maganda po dito mga ka-unboxing, pag binasa po natin ang ating banal na kasulatan, pag nilayan natin, isipin kung paano natin maisasabuhay ang mga pinapakita at mga itinuturo dito at hingin natin sa Espiritu Santo ang grasya upang higit pa tayong lumalim sa ating pananampalataya. And I guess the best way for us to end this session is as we have begun with the prayer, we will also do the same tonight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Panginoong Diyos, marami pong salamat sa inyong pagpapaalala na ang pasasalamat, pagsasakripisyo at paghihirap ay parte ng aming pananampalataya at buhay bilang mga Kristiyano. Naway sa aming pagsalubong sa kapanganakan ni Jesus sa araw ng Kapaskuhan, maipanganak nawa namin ang Panginoon sa iba't ibang aspeto ng aming buhay. Maghari nawa ang kanyang presensya at ang kanyang diwa sa aming pamilya, sa aming paaralan, sa aming pinagtatrabahuhan, sa aming parokya, at sa lahat ng bagay na aming ginagawa. Pagkalooban niyo po kami, Panginoon, ang pagkalinga ng Espiritu Santo upang sa bawat pagbubulay-bulay ng salita ng Diyos, sa bawat pagninilay at panalangin, siya po ang gumabay sa aming mga puso at isipan upang lagi kaming lumalim sa aming ugnayan sa inyo. Mahal naming Panginoon, kami po ay nagpapasalamat sa gabing ito. Huwag po ninyong panatilihin sa aming mga utak lamang ang aming napag-aralan at ito nawa ay manalaytay sa aming pananalita, sa aming pagkilos, pumago sa aming puso at kaluluwa. At sa prosesong ito, tulungan niyo po kaming maging pagpapala sa iba. Marami pong salamat sa inyo. Ito pong lahat ng ito ay aming samot dalangin sa matamis na pangalan na aming Panginoon at tagapagligtas na si Kristo Jesus. Kasama ng aming mahal na Birheng Maria na aming sinasabihan bilang mga mabubuting anak o bilang mga anak na susumikap na maging mabuti para sa Kanya. Aba, Ginoong Maria, napupuno ka ng grasya. Ang Panginoong Diyos ay bukod kang pinagpalad sa babaeng lahat, pinagpala rin naman ang iyong anak na si Jesus. Santa Maria, Maria ng Diyos,
panalangin mo kaming makasalanan ngayon at kung kami mamamatay. Amen.
Amen. Hinihingi po namin ang panalangin ni Blessed Carlo Acutis, ni St. John Paul II, at na lahat ng mga santo at mga banal. Amen. Alalama at ng anak ng Espiritu Santo. Amen. Marami pong salamat sa isa na namang edisyon ng pagtutog ninyo sa Unboxing Catholicism. Naway ang ating programa po ay nakatulong upang tayo lumalim sa ating pagkaunawa sa banal na kasulatan, ang kwento ng ating kaligtasan. Muli niyo po kaming samahan. Si Jay, ako at si Father Franz Dizon kasama ng ating Unboxing Catholicism team at ng ating mga guest panelists sa susunod na linggo, galap na alas 8 ng gabi. Sa ating pagpapatuloy sa pagtuklas ng ating pananampalataya upang ito'y ating may pagtanggol sa paraang malinaw at mahinahon to defend the faith clearly without being preachy. Maraming pong salamat. Hanggang sa muli. Yay!
Yeah!
And now, quickly, our comments and suggestions here. Okay, binabati namin si Maria Ofelia Estrella Rota, of course, ang aking mami na si Beth Gonzalez Ordonez, si Kuya Ipe, hello Kuya Ipe, si Kuya Edwin, andirito rin si Ate Rose, Kuya Nerks Bell. Sabi ni Kuya Nerks Bell, Kuya, you might want to read this.
Oh, sure. Good evening, Brother Burns, Kuya Jay, and everyone. Worthwhile watching, learning, and deepening our faith.
Alright.
Salamat.
And din si May, si Imelda, si Joppa. Good evening, watching from Hong Kong. Sasali ako in Catechism in a Year. Sa Hollow Up ako makikinig. Marami pong salamat.
All right.
Okay, si Ate Cynthia. Ayan. Hello, Ate Cynthia. Nakita na rin tayo personally. So, Kuya Jay, si Kuya Ipe.
Sabi ni Kuya Ipe, Sancho, happiness and rejoicing comes when we overcome all problems and difficulties in life. And of course, we overcome those. We believe that our Lord God is always at our side. It is His helping hand that we survive. Amen.
Okay. Nandito rin si Albert, si Eden, si Kuya Romel, Kuya Siloy, yep. Maria Nacy. Okay, malapit na daw ang simbang gabi.
Exciting.
Rosemary. Kuya, another message.
Okay, so galing kay Facebook user, thank God for giving us such persons who enlighten us in our faith. God bless you. Oh, sino kaya tinutukoy ni Facebook user? Oh. Si Lord ang ano, ang God. Persons. Oh, three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Si Sheena, muli daw nagbalik. After many months of not joining. Hello, Sheena. We're happy to see you. Si Ergen Denflex, nasa Germany. Hello.
Uy, mukhang German na German yung pangalan niya.
Oo nga, no? Watching from hello. Manila, Rosemary. Hello po.
Ayun. From meron Germany to Manila.
Meron tayong viewer kanina rito na galing sa TV Albay. Ayan, hello po sa inyo.
Kamusta?
At meron ding Kuya Jay, nasan na ba yun? Wala. Ito, si John Del, Kuya. Ibasa.
Okay. Sabi, watching from Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Yun. Salamat. Yan. From Saudi Arabia.
John Del, meron tayong mga halo users dyan sa Saudi. Isa ka ba sa kanila? Ayan.
May tinatanong si Jeric, di ba? May code sa halo na binibigay si Jeric. Mid-East.
Para, Middle East, yes.
Middle East. So, pakinggan nyo sa, sa Langga Speaks podcast. Mapapakinggan nyo yung halo code there for, I think, 3 months free trial din yun.
Yep. Same sa ating code sa Unboxing Catholicism. Okay. Marcos, Kuya.
Okay, sabi ni Marcos, nasan na yung magandang lalaking nagpaliwanag si Tilapia na ito ng fixation sa psikolohiya. Ilabas niyo siya. Si tatagayin ko siya. Si Voltaire pala yun. Nasa bubong ako. Swabing-swabe. So, sana hindi ka malaglag kung nasa bubong ka, Marcos. Ingat lang. Ingat lang.
Mga Tilapia yan. Talaga, alam mo, ipapahanap ko na sa NBI sino to si Marco Jose. Na ako sa kanya. De joke lang, Marco, ha. Salamat sa iyo pagtangkilik. At si Mr. Fixation ay nasa bahay.
Si Mr. Fixation.
Sama ng kanyang mga supling.
Ayan,
meron po ba tayong mga katanungan, mensahe, Kuya Jay? Ano ang aabangan nila sa iyong mga projects ngayon? At paano ka namin may pagdarasal bago natin tapusin ang broadcast tonight? Let us know.
Yes, siguro sa mga nakikinig ngayon or nanonood, kung hindi pa kayo nag-follow sa The Jay Aruga Show, it's available on Spotify, Apple, sa Google Podcast. Meron din sa YouTube. Follow niyo yung sa YouTube. And yun lang. Kung mabibinge, listen nyo siya. Wala pa akong masyadong rinirelease na new episode, pero I'd appreciate kung mabibinge, listen nyo siya. Or ma-share nyo sa mga kaibigan na hindi aware sa ano. It's a content na it's about yung mga social teachings ng simbahan. And try nating, kailangan natin i-defend ito, lalo na may mga batas na isinusulong. Kailangan natin i-pass yung knowledge kung bakit there's another way kung paano tayo magiging compassionate sa mga tao. And it's not just yung, let's say, the divorce bill, the SOGI bill, or kung magkaroon man ng abortion sa bansa. Minsan yung mga tao, they're compassionate, right, with people. Kaya naman nila sinusulong tong mga bagay nito. But alam natin, ang Diyos binigyan tayo ng ng mga moral teachings for our good then, and we just want to share to people that there is another way to be compassionate with people. So right, yun. So thank you sa,
and let me tell you guys, no, pagka sinimulan nyo nang mag-bench listen sa podcast ni Jay, magiging matalino kayo.
Sana. Thank you, Burns. Yeah, yan. So, The Jay Aruga Show. Ayan, sa mga nakikinig na hindi pa nakaka-follow.
Okay, right. May suggestion si Tandang at Tilapia. Cups of Jesus the Christ, miracles, aphorisms, parables, suffering, according to totality. Demanding ako, bawal kontra. 2023, option 3 mga sir. Pwede nyo maisabay sa leksyonaryo, ordinary time. Salamat at I love you. O ba, ito ng pinaka-sweet message ni Tandang at Tilapia. I love you.
oo nga. So, salamat. Salamat, Tandang at Tilapia.
Hello din kay Dr. Randy Limon. Hello po sa inyo. Oh, may message si Janjan. Kung di daw pa
nag-try class. Magandang nga. Matutubos ba ni Jesus ang ating mga kasalanan? And ito yung mga hypothetical questions. Kasi kung hindi mag-tra-tridor si Judas, maring may ibang paraan naman na ano, na maring magiging reason para matubos tayo sa kasalanan. Pero nabubuhay tayo sa ano, sa mundong ito, sa timeline na to, kung saan ito yung nangyari at ito yung nakita ng Diyos na mangyayari. Kaya it can't be any other way. What are your thoughts there, Burns?
Mahirap sagutin yung mga...
Mahirap sagutin, actually. Oh.
That falls into what we call speculative theology, which is a science of its own. Similarly, what could have happened if Mary said no? No, the answer is I don't know. No one will know because that didn't happen. Parang what ano kaya mangyayari kung hindi pinanganak si J. Aruga? No one will know, okay? But we can make some conjectures, theories, no? But then the only thing that is constant and necessary is the unfailing will of God. Okay? Let's say suddenly Judas listened to the urging of grace because he is capable of doing that and he did not betray our Lord. Then the devil will try to use another person to carry out, you know, that evil scheme, just as if ever, you know, although it's highly unlikely, that the Virgin Mary said no to God during the Annunciation, I'm pretty sure in the divine providence of God the Father, He will raise up someone who could, you know, fulfill His will. Because at the end of the day, Mary was free to disobey God, but she didn't. But Judas was also free to obey God and he didn't. You know, so that's the interplay and the drama of human freedom with relation to our salvation. Siguro malalaman natin lahat ng mga bagay na yan during the judgment of man. No, so interesting. Thank you, John John, for that.
Yeah, and I'm sure after ni Judas mag traitor, hindi naman siya talaga dapat doomed to go to hell dahil sa pagtraidor, eh, di ba? Kasi he has all the time to parang ask forgiveness after nung pagtraidor, di ba? So hindi naman siya parang kinurse dahil nagtraidor siya. He can ask for forgiveness gaya ng ginawa ni San Pedro sana. Diba? Parang nung when he denied Jesus 3 times, he parang nakabawi siya after. So yun yung ano, may free will tayo. Actually ito yung ano, ito yung malaking tanong dun sana sa pagta-traitor ni Judas, eh, kung nag-traitor siya, ito yung naging reason sa pagkamatay ni Kristo. Hindi ba medyo unfair na parang siya yung pinili tapos doomed to hell siya dahil nag-traitor siya? Ibig ba sabihin wala siyang free will or something? Parang hindi naman siguro siya doomed to hell kasi pwede siya sanang humingi ng forgiveness. So ito mga speculative what if theology ito, but it's maganda lang pag-usapan, but parang ultimately hindi natin alam ang tamang sagot sa mga pinag-usapan natin.
For questions like this, Kuya Jay, we can only go as far as the principles that we are sure of, because divinely, reasonably and divinely revealed. Like for example, human freedom, it's a gift, it's something that we know through our faith and reason. No, so and I think it's a teaching moment for us to remind the unboxers, God does not predestine anyone to go to hell. In his letter to Timothy, Saint Paul said that God, you know, who wills all men to be saved.
Oh yeah.
So that's the positive will of God. Okay, we're going to theology now, no? More that's the positive will of the Lord. Okay? He wants all men to be saved. But the will of God needs a response. And the response come in the form of human will. No? So nandito yung gusto ng Diyos para sa atin, pero kung ayaw natin, magalang ang Diyos, no? Hindi niya ipipilit ang kanyang sarili para sa atin. Okay, hello Jem. Jem is here, nakikigamit ng phone. Hello Jem, at kay Elinita Galia na ginagamitan niya ng telepono. More blessings daw from Dr. Randy Limon. Hello po. Oh, salamat. Marco.
Oh, si Marcos, eh. Yeah, masyado raw ginoglorify ng mga Katoliko ang pagdurusa. Gaano katotoo mga sir? Anong tamang response? Magandang gabi sa lahat ng Tegucigalpa. So, bye-bye. Ginoong Ed Lapis kasama na ako doon. Salamat.
Ikaw muna, paano napunta si Pastor
Ed? Hindi ko alam ko. Hindi ko alam.
Ay, ako. Ang random talaga ni, ano, no, ni Tanda.
Kaya nga, kaya nga.
May kamukha ba? Napag-google tuloy ako kung ano yung tsura ni Pastor Ed Lapis ngayon. At tingin-tingin may kamukha ba siya sa atin? Or baka talagang taga-subaybay siya ni Ed Lapis. Hello po kay Pastor Ed Lapis. Okay. Ikaw, ginuglorify ba natin masyadong pagdurusa?
Hindi ko alam kung ano yung pag sinabing masyado, ano ba yung limit, eh, di ba? Or kung ginuglorify, parang hindi naman yung pagdurusa mismo yung ano yung ginuglorify natin. Eventually, syempre si God yung gusto nating i-glorify. And nagpa-participate tayo. Yun yung ano yung tamang term. We participate on the suffering of Christ and we offer up yung suffering natin to Christ. May gusto ko lang ikwento, may mga kausap ako recently and pinag-usapan namin yung salitang blessing. Kasi may mga kaibigan ako, ano eh, parang yung term na blessing in other, especially yung mga ano yung sa prosperity gospel, pag sinabing blessing puro positive. Correct me if I'm wrong sa mga ano sa mga nagpo-prosperity gospel, pero yung mga blessings for them are positive. Yung pera kapag successful ka sa career or may nabili kang mga gamit, for them ito yung blessings. Pero medyo taliwas ito dun sa beatitudes na mga tinutukoy ni Jesus na blessings. So blessings sa beatitudes, ginamit ni word na word ni Jesus for blessed is asher. Ito yung Hebrew word for blessed and happiness. Happy, happy are those who are poor in spirit. After that, happy are those who mourn. Tapos sa dulo ng beatitudes, happy are those who are persecuted. And medyo ano, medyo parang counterintuitive na, parang teka, paano ako magiging happy kung persecuted ako pag nagmo-mourn ako? Pero ang tinutukoy ni Jesus is assure, which is blessed or happiness. And yung happiness na tinutukoy niya is when we grow closer to God. Amen. Kung ang mga bagay na ito gets you closer to God, and si God ang alam naman natin na ano, na ultimate happiness ng tao. Di ba sabi ni Saint Augustine, parang my heart is restless until we rest with God. So, si God yung ultimate happiness and we're blessed basta kung ano man itong pinagdadaanan nating pagdurusa, napapalapit tayo sa Diyos. So, minsan kasi kung may pera tayo, baka hindi pa ito blessing, di ba? Baka mamaya ito pa yung pumipigil sa ating makalapit sa Diyos. Baka mamaya naging idolatrous pa tayo dahil sa yaman. So, yun yung, ano, yun yung I think better way to put it kung what we think of happiness. As long as this brings us closer to God, this is a blessing. Mapapositive ba yan or suffering? So, yun yung medyo mahabang sagot dun sa tanong ni Tandang Atilapia.
But that's the best answer. I don't need to add anything to that, Marco Jose. Just try to watch the replay of this to get all of the details he said. And speaking of replay, may ka-unboxer tayo. Unboxing na lagi daw siyang late, pero baka marami siyang work, no? Pero dapat nasa work daw siya, unlimited replay daw ang ating mga programa. Okay, sayang din natin makita ang name niya, no?
Mm-hmm. Pero yun, paki-share. Guys, kung meron kayong mga natututunan dito sa pinag-usapan natin ngayong gabing ito, please share. Kasi baka may, ano, may mga tao na, ano, na naghanap ng kasagutan sa, ano, sa mga tanong nila. And again, parang itong mga sagot natin, Burns, I just learned it along the way. We're still studying naman, di ba? Parang lahat naman tayo, sama-sama tayong nag-aaral. We study together, mga unboxers.
Right. And final message that we're gonna read, ginagalang ng Diyos ang free will natin mula sa creation hanggang kamatayan natin. Salamat Kuya Edwin. So yan mga unboxing, ipagdasal niyo po si Jay sa kanyang Jay Aruga Podcast. Pagdasal niyo rin po ako at ako po ay pupunta sa aking annual silent retreat simula po bukas hanggang sa Miyerkules. So ipagdarasal ko po kayo, please send me a message or kung party po kayo ng Unboxing Catholicism Community Lounge group chat po na mayroong around 600 members, mga members po na Unboxing Catholicism online community. If you wanna give us your prayer intentions or email me at burns@unboxingcatholicism.com. Let me know how I could pray for you during the time that I will be spending with the Lord in this annual retreat. And next year, hopefully makasama ko po ang ilan sa inyo sa mga retreats and spiritual activities na ito. Anything else, Kuya Jay, before we end our broadcast?
No, I'm good. Salamat. Salamat sa pag-invita, as always, and salamat sa mga unboxers. So, God bless you all. That's all I can say. Yep.
Bye, guys! Hey guys, I know nabitin na naman kayo sa ating episode ngayon. Don't worry, we would be right back here in Unboxing Catholicism. And if it is your first time listening to our podcast, I invite you to download the free ebook that has the 10 tips on how to defend the faith clearly without being preachy. Get it from www.unboxingcatholicism.com/starterguide. Until then, annyeong!